Water from a nearby creek drops from a perched sluiceway onto a water wheel made of scrap wood.
This little motor came out of a treadmill up at the dump.
Don and Jenny Cummins installed that wheel several years ago for boosting their cell phone signal. Their firewood is stacked for the winter inside a covered porch, with vegetables sprouting from planter boxes and colorful nasturtiums growing above.
You know, just because we live in the woods doesn't mean you have to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, right. You
know, or live like the bears. Downstairs.
He's 77, she's 73. The high school sweethearts have been married 55 years.
We dated 4 years before we got married, and when we were dating, we'd write letters back and forth. And one of the letters he wrote, he says, "I have two goals in life. I would like to learn to play the five-string banjo, and I would like to move to Alaska and build a log house."
did the banjo too?
Or? Yeah.
Well, I don't play very good, but I do have one.
He does play.
They built log homes in Alaska, too. This was their seventh and last one. Logs for it came from Kuprinoff Island. They won this land in a state lottery in 1985 and had to improve it and live on it in order to keep it. At the moment, the Cummins are the only year-round residents of the area. It's about a mile walk uphill through muskeg and timber to get to the nearest forest road. Many years, snow covers the road by the wintertime. On the north end, the borough only plows to the end of Frederick Point North, another subdivision that's about 4 or 5 miles away. It does receive some utilities and emergency services. But the road by Frederick Point East isn't plowed, and the Cummins say they're snowbound for sometimes up to 6 months.
So in those cases, we stock our pantry, and we get our firewood in, and then we just hole up, basically. If we get a good day on the Sound, maybe once a month, probably in the wintertime, we'll maybe run to town and get our fresh groceries and check our mail. Other than that, we just are snowed in.
Last winter, a heavy snow year, they say the road was covered by Thanksgiving weekend, and they didn't drive out again until May 18th. The Cummins and the owners of the other lots at Frederick Point East are on the ballot this year. Their property tax rate is the same as downtown Petersburg.
So, it doesn't really seem fair, but, you know.
Anyway, this is a roadless area out here. It's wilderness. It's the same as Point Agassiz or Thomas Bay. And we feel that we ought to be in that same classification.
The property owners say they should pay the same lower rate as the greater borough because they receive no police or fire coverage, snow plowing, garbage, or other services. According to tax records on the borough's website, if the proposition passes, the Cummins would save a little over $100 a year on their tax bill. Others who don't claim a senior tax exemption there would save more. Based on tax rates from 2021, the borough stands to lose a little over $9,000 a year if the ballot measure passes. Others use the land for recreational cabins and live in Petersburg or elsewhere. Candy Woodworth and her husband Mike live on the edge of Service Area 1 on Mitkoff Highway at the site of a former experimental fur farm. They also own a cabin at Frederick Point East and visit that during the warmer months. She's the driving force behind getting the issue on the local ballot and has campaigned for its passage.
You see it. There's no access road to our subdivision. So the borough is totally unable to provide us services that should be provided in Service Area 1.
This area became part of the now defunct city of Petersburg through legislative annexation in 1978. When voters approved formation of a new borough in 2013, they also okayed the boundaries of a service area based on those old city limits, and that service area can only be changed by another vote. The question nearly didn't make it on the ballot this year, with the borough assembly split over whether it's a good idea. Jay Stanton Greger voted no when the assembly agreed to put it on the ballot, and he's already voted against it at the polls.
For lack of a better way to phrase it, who else wants to secede from the union and be like, no, we don't want to pay more property taxes either, which I get. Nobody wants to pay more than they have to. That's a fair and reasonable argument. That said, though, we have services, school, etc., roads. Like, we all pay our fair share, and I wouldn't want to see other neighborhoods or districts want to do the same. I think it could set a bad precedent. Again, that said, if we wanted to have a broader conversation about property tax equity in different areas, that's a different conversation. But
opponents say lack of services for the remote land is already reflected in lower tax valuation, but supporters say that land is assessed at its true market value as required by local and state law, and they say they're not getting any special break. For the ballot proposition to pass, it must clear two hurdles. It needs support of a majority of voters who reside within Frederick Point East. The Cummins say they're the only ones who currently live there year-round. The borough's clerk, however, says two others are still on the voter rolls for the state of Alaska as living there, even though they've moved. That means three of those four will have to complete a ballot and vote yes, along with a majority of voters within Service Area 1. If either one doesn't happen, the change won't go through. Besides lower taxes, the remote subdivision would also no longer be subject to Petersburg's building code, zoning, or subdivision code. Authority for subdividing or consolidating lots would revert back to the state. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.